Audio Bookshelf presents Lives of the Artists, Masterpieces, Messes, and What the Neighbors Thought by Kathleen Krall. Read by John C. Brown and Melissa Hughes.
A Sketch from the Author. Can it be dangerous to be neighbor to an artist? Neighbors of artists have risked ear damage from enduring the same song blaring 100 times in a row, Warhol, or early morning violin serenades issuing from the bathroom, Matisse. Even worse, neighbors are apt to end up in a work of art, displayed for posterity as models, willing or not. Those close to artists have been portrayed with a pig snout, cassat, shocked to find themselves in the midst of great historical or biblical events, Rembrandt, and immortalized in the ultimate pose, as corpses, Leonardo da Vinci. Yet the element of danger cuts both ways. Neighbors have indeed dodged paintings hurled from an artist's window, Chagall, but artists have had stones thrown at their windows by neighbors protesting a turbulent lifestyle, Picasso. Neighbors have been mystified by the weird shadows radiating from an artist's darkened rooms, Michelangelo. And at their most superstitious, they've suspected an artist of witchcraft, O'Keeffe. Savvy neighbors might have sneered to realize that the more money an artist spends, the less he has, Dolly. But savvy artists have thwarted inquisitiveness by buying adjoining lots to keep neighbors at a distance, Kahlo and Rivera. Neighbors have been known to protect artists from Nazi persecution.